Apple is expected to release its smartwatch today, and here's the multi-billion-dollar question for the company. Are customers, many of whom already have a smartphone, eager for a new smart gadget that straps to their wrist? Here's Rachel Miro from member station KQED in San Francisco.
You don't see too many people wearing smartwatches walking down the street, even in San Francisco. So to find them, I headed off to a game developers conference. There, plenty of wrists were sporting wearable tech, but smartwatches, not so much. Engineer Paul Quinones was one of the few wearing one because a buddy bought him an LG G for Christmas.
Like, you can do a lot of very basic stuff like dictate, check your messages, send texts and all that, but there's no real, like, wow app or software for it that makes it the kind of device that you need to, like, run out and get.
But it's compatible with his smartphone, a Moto X. While we're talking, Quinones gets an alert.
It's kind of nice because then I have the convenience of not having to, like, pull out my phone every time I get a message or something. I can just check for my watch.
Joshua Morgan works for a game developer. He got a Samsung Galaxy Gear S2 only because it was an older model thrown in for free when he bought a Samsung smartphone a few months ago. Morgan enjoys looking like a sci-fi secret agent when he takes calls on his watch, but mostly he likes the fitness functions.
Mostly the pedometer and the heart rate monitor. I do a lot of exercising, or I've been getting into a lot of exercising. I don't look like I do exercising, do I?
Morgan's being modest. But there, in a nutshell, you've heard the appeal of smartwatches. Discreet, convenient, and they do some of the things a smartphone does. Last year, some 4.5 million units shipped, according to the tech research firm Canalys. The most popular brand so far is Pebble, which started out on Kickstarter. Predictions as to what Apple will sell vary widely, as you can imagine. Ben Beharin, principal analyst at Creative Strategies in San Jose, figures 10 to 30 million units in the first year.
Apple has a very loyal and very large base that will purchase things just because they're Apple, meaning that they'll give these products the benefit of the doubt.
Here and in China, even if prices start at $350.
Their second biggest iPhone market is in China. There's a lot of people there who do buy very expensive products.
Not just because of Apple's fashion-forward design or playful touches, as demonstrated here at the Apple Watch unveiling last September.
You can get someone's attention with a gentle tap. You can send a quick sketch. Or you can even share something as personal as your own heartbeat.
The Apple Watch also plugs into the Apple universe. Even if the first generation is functionally modest, Beharin says Apple can bank on an army of third-party developers to expand what's possible far beyond what the company itself dreams up.
Look at the watch as this sort of platform for apps. The apps can create all these different experiences that can help the product appeal to a much wider, you know, mass consumer public.
The part of the public wealthy enough to afford slapping Apple on their wrists. That leaves the other smartwatch makers to fight over everybody else. In a market, Apple is expected to expand for them. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.
And we should tell you, one of Apple's competitors in this market has been making news as well. Rachel mentioned the smartwatch maker Pebble in her story. Well, Pebble is coming out with a new watch, and so far the company has raised more than $17 million to back the project. They use the crowdfunding site Kickstarter. The new watch by Pebble is believed to have raised more money than any other project in Kickstarter's history.